With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran rejecting direct negotiations with the United States. That in a response to a letter from President Trump. The president concerned about Tehran's advancing nuclear program. President Trump has reined in the nomination of his pick for U.S. ambassador to the U.N., despite the fact his nominee has done nothing wrong, nor is she controversial. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
There was no scandal, and Congresswoman Elise Stefanik's nomination was expected to easily win Senate confirmation. Her nomination was withdrawn because of math. Republicans barely have a majority in the House and need more breathing room to pass the president's agenda. So the White House decided to keep Stefanik in Congress, even though her nomination advanced out of committee. Donald Trump wrote on social media, "It's essential his party maintains every Republican seat." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, in Southeast Asia, they're still looking for possible survivors.
The U.S. Geological Survey says a 5.1 magnitude earthquake hit near Myanmar's second largest city on Sunday. This marks the latest in a string of aftershocks following Friday's devastating tremor. People in the streets of Mandalay screamed as the aftershock hit. Friday's 7.7 magnitude quake hit near the city, bringing down many buildings and damaging other infrastructure.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Meanwhile, emergency aid has been streaming into Southeast Asia. Relief efforts focusing on Myanmar and, to a degree, Thailand. Authorities say food, medicine, and other vital supplies from national governments and international agencies has been made available, but they say much more is needed. This is SRN News. House Republicans have introduced new pro-life legislation on Capitol Hill.
It's called the Let Pregnancy Centers Serve Act of 2025, and it's co-sponsored by several GOP lawmakers. The bill would, quote, prohibit federal, state, and local governments from discriminating against pregnancy care centers because of their life-affirming mission. The National Right to Life Committee welcomed the legislation, saying it will, quote, provide relief for the country's nearly 3,000 pregnancy centers that support women and their children. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
Iowa cannot, for now, continue to enforce part of its book ban law. That's the ruling from a federal judge who temporarily blocked part of the law that prohibits school libraries and classes from carrying books that depict sex. The law was first approved by Iowa's GOP-led legislature and governor in 2023. Key parts, though, have been blocked before they became enforceable. This is SRN News. Well, a leadership dispute has led Britain's Prince Harry to leave an African charity that he co-founded in memory of his mother.
He cites a breakdown in the relationship between members of the board and the chairwoman. The Duke of Sussex issued a statement along with Prince Seeso of Lesotho. They co-founded the Centre Barley charity in 2006. They say they quit with heavy hearts as patrons and support the trustees in their dispute with the chairwoman. The chairwoman has alleged misconduct at the charity. She hasn't named anyone.
That is correspondent Lizzie Knight. A French minister accusing U.S. diplomats of interfering in the operations of French companies by sending them a letter reportedly telling them that President Trump's rollback of DEI initiatives could also apply outside of the United States. The U.S. Embassy in France has not responded. More details at SRNNews.com.